are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibration Station, LA Talk Radio, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station, the place to raise your vibration. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to bring you up, to raise that vibration, to show you the frequencies of your higher self. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. We have a very aligned show for you guys today. First and foremost, I want to thank Gonja Sufi. That was our song, Ancestors, produced by Flying Lotus. Good stuff. Definitely got to check them out. High vibrational music, high vibrational tones. I was having a wonderful conversation the other day with a dear friend of mine. We were talking about music. We were thinking, well, music is vibration. Everything is vibration, right? The body is vibration. Our molecules are vibrating right now. Everything is vibrating to keep it to keep it all together, right? It's kind of very basic physics. You need vibration to create current, right? Momentum. This creates electromagnetic currents, right? So this whole thing. So we're like, music, right? Music is vibration. And if music is vibration and we are vibration, then music is essentially becomes a part of us. Like the vibration that we are listening to literally becomes us. So my two cents, I highly suggest to listen for what you're listening to. Make sure it's high vibration. Today's show! It's very power-packed. There's a very true and just like honest, important message behind it. Today we're going to be talking about counting your blessings. Now we all know on the Vibration Station, we talk about this a lot. We talk about the power of, you know, giving your gratitude for everything in life and making sure to always count your blessings on a daily basis. But today, I'm really going to get in depth with you about how counting your blessings is going to change every single aspect of your life and every single aspect of where you are and where you're going, or where you want to go, or where you think you would like to go, but you're not worthy of going, but you are. So there's all these different things, right? When life is not going your way, that is the perfect time to count your blessings, as difficult as it may be. You're probably saying, Dave, if I'm experiencing a super shitty experience, like, you know, I just got in a car crash, or I just lost somebody that I love, or something that we would consider to be negative, like a bad experience that you would not say thank you for, right? You're going to say, Dave, how could I just change my thought process? How could I just shift my vibration and all of a sudden go, well, thank you for whatever. Thank you for the food that I'm eating, even though, you know, somebody very dear to me I just lost, or I just, you know, lost a relationship, or lost a house, or finances is going not my way. Whatever it may be, whatever excuse you can find to look at and say, damn, that really sucks. What we're trying to do is just, that's why it's difficult, right? We say as hard as it may be, as difficult as it may be, just stretch, right? Stretch beyond the boundaries of what you normally do, how you normally react in a situation. Now, we are asking a lot of you, but it's going to benefit you so dearly, so potently will it affect your life. So, right, so when life is not going your way, that is the perfect time to count your blessings, as difficult as it may be. This is because when you choose, when you deliberately choose to practice the vibration of gratitude over focusing on what you don't have or what you just lost, you create a new relationship between where you are and where you're heading. What does that mean? Well, this is what it means. You're telling a story every single moment that you are thinking about yourself in relationship to something else, someone else, whatever it may be. You're creating a vibrational relationship between that. You're creating a vibrational variance, a vibrational code, if you will, between you and whatever it is you're thinking about. Now, if that vibrational code holds high vibration, positive, gratitude, anything that's alignment, alignment lets it flow, right? Anything that's aligned, that aligns the energy, allows the energy to flow easily and freely. You know what I mean? So if you can find any way of feeling good about a situation, you're coming into alignment with it, right? How do you start feeling good about a situation? You start giving your gratitude. You start counting your blessings. Let's say everything is just going shit in your life, right? You said, oh, like I said, you just crashed your car. I just lost the loved one. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm dependent on all these things. Right? That's okay. It's okay. We're human beings. We get dependent. But if you could just take a second out of that distraught energy, that energy of lack, not enough, and just focus, just say, wait a minute. I live in a beautiful place. I have enough money to do what I want to do, and I know that more money is coming. I have the opportunity to meet somebody amazing if I don't already have somebody amazing. Right? So there's all these things that all of a sudden, in the moment of shittiness, you can stop that vibration, you can stop that momentum, and start creating what you want to experience. Now this actually changes your molecular structure. This starts to shift your content as an individual. This starts to actually change the way that your cells react with your body. Just like the person that has cancer that keeps thinking that they're going to die and they're not healthy and da-da-da, just perpetuates their cancer. As opposed to somebody that has cancer and maybe doesn't even know it, guarantee you they're going to live for a longer time, right? Why? Because they're not thinking about it. Or if they do have cancer, they don't act like they do. And then all of a sudden you hear these miracles. And this lady's like, yeah, and I knew I was going to get rid of it all along. I just didn't focus on it. I started eating healthy and I started thinking better, right? So that's the exact same way with the situation, right? Every thought you think is like your little worker bee, right? And it's all working in your favor. So if you just ask yourself, what am I working? What am I constructing, right? Every thought is like a construction worker that's creating a building, that's creating a foundation for you, right? So all of a sudden, and what these foundations are is your neuronets, right? Neurons connecting to synapses in your brain, right? Now, this is real scientific stuff. This isn't just, you know, metaphysical labble-blabble, energy, blah, electromagnetic. This is science, right? So if you are creating these, literally, these neuronets, these walls of neurons and synapses that are telling you to think a certain way because you are just reinforcing that thought, all of a sudden, it's like you're building a foundation. All of a sudden, you have a whole empire of neuronets. You have a whole empire of these walls that are either telling you to do something in your brain or telling you to electromagnetically not do something in your brain, right? That's why the smoker has such a difficult time not smoking, because they've created these neuronets that say, I need a cigarette, along with the nicotine, of course. That's also a neuronet, right? It's an addiction. We can also get addicted to ways of thinking. We can also become addicted to thoughts. This is a really gnarly and intense facet of approaching the human emotional system, right? Because if you think about a person that's chronically depressed, right? Just like the cigarette smoker, just like the lady that has cancer that's going to believe she's going to get over it or doesn't believe she's going to get over it. The depressed person, if they think they're depressed, they're just going to perpetuate that momentum, right? They think they're going to get better if they start practicing these mantras. I love you. I love me. Thank you. I'm sorry, right? Whatever works for you, right? Whatever. There's some wonderful, wonderful, really powerful mantras out there. Thank you, I love you, please forgive me, I'm sorry. You know, whatever works for you. Ho'oponopono is one of them. So there's these multiple approaches to, you know, just kind of talking yourself into feeling better, into thinking better. Counting your blessings, right? Now we're going to come full circle. Counting your blessings hits every single corner of activating those neuronets of gratitude and appreciation and feeling good and feeling bright and feeling worthy, right? Feeling like you can control your reality by the thoughts that you think. Feeling like you can, and not only can, but came here to deliberately navigate your life experience through the thoughts that you think, the interpretation of the information that you're experiencing as a human, and, you know, deciding whether that makes you feel good or whether you allow it to make you feel bad, right? Power of contrast is an extremely, extremely powerful aspect of the human experience. So I'm going to jump into one more level. Are you someone that's... telling, right? So I was talking about these stories, right? Talking about how you're literally telling your story to the universe and it's just reacting to the way that you're telling your story. So are you someone that's been there in a bad situation feeling like the victim, right? So every day when you wake up, are you someone that's so focused on the past or worried about what's happening because the past has been so traumatic or whatever, right? Are you someone that's so saturated in the past momentum, right? That you're just telling the story to the universe, well, this happened to me and I experienced this, so that dictates what's happening today. Or are you someone that's telling the story that's on their way to everything that they want, that's focusing on their dreams, that's focusing on the things they don't, or that they do have, and when they don't have something, they say, hey, that's okay, because everything's perfect, divine, aligned, and if I really want it, I can just focus on it and feel good about it. And in due time, it will come, because I know that this is the time and space laws that we operate in. It's true. And the only reason why you would not receive something that you've so passionately been wanting, right, after such a long time, is because you haven't learned how to successfully line the energy up with it. You haven't learned how to successfully prepare yourself to feel good about receiving whatever it is that you've been wanting but don't think that you can have, right? So just start thinking about it differently, start approaching it differently, start talking about it differently, start feeling about it differently. When somebody asks you, how is your situation regarding blah blah blah, you don't necessarily say, well, it's shitty, or it's okay, and you know, you say, it's, you know, it's getting great, always getting better. I'm aligning the energy and I'm feeling great about it. We have a caller on the line. We are going to take this You are live on the air with us on the Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Davey. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Davey. It's Brittany.
What's
up? How are you?
Brittany, I'm doing great. Love to have you on the air.
Oh, great. Maybe you can help me today.
Talk to us, Brittany.
Okay. You're talking about just thinking positive and having everything wonderful, but I can't do that right now because my boyfriend and I fight all the time, and I try not to fight, but we love each other. I love him so much, but he does things that are kind of self-destructive, and I feel like I'm being brought down with him, and we fight about things like money. He keeps losing jobs, and I've lent him a lot of money, and he's just hard sometimes and very angry because, you know, he thinks that he can justify getting fired and borrowing money from me, but I can't do this. So
right.
How do I think it's all right. Wonderful, it's all good, wonderful, my life's great. How do I think that when I feel sorry for him, but I love him, but he doesn't help himself.
Right.
And he doesn't have a great family. He doesn't have brothers and sisters who are close.
Right.
And his dad left the family when he was really young, and his mom's an alcoholic. So he only really kind of has me.
Right. So
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help him, and it brings me down.
So, Brittany,
we fight a lot.
Right.
When it's good, it's good. It's
right.
Really good, but...
So, Brittany, what I'm going to say is, number one, the first and foremost, number one, are you happy?
I would say maybe like 70% of the time,
maybe.
I'm happy. I like my job.
Well, the hesitation, I mean, well, are you happy with, you know, overall kind of your relationship and everything that's going on? Well, what I'm trying to get from you is, you cannot take the responsibility of somebody else's happiness and then have that become your responsibility. You know, have that become a burden on your shoulders, right? And this is the whole part of, you know, what we teach and what we try to, like, you know, let people in on is that, you know, the most powerful thing that anybody could ever do for themselves is, number one, not put their own happiness within the hands of another person, meaning, well, if you do that, I'm going to be upset, right? So you,
mm-hmm.
so number one, your boy, well, number one, you and your boyfriend need to be comfortable enough to, learn how to channel happiness and sustainability between one another, right? Even when there seems to be tension in the air, I guess. So, I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say, Brittany, is I think that your boyfriend needs to find needs to not rely on you for a source of well-being. I think that he needs to, and it sounds like he's kind of had a rough life. Like you said, he grew up, lost his parents and whatnot. But it's still not your relation, not your role in the relationship to be responsible for his happiness, his well-being, his financial well-being, his, you know, and then the fact that he keeps justifying and isn't willing to kind of man up and say, okay, well, I definitely need to consider, you know, getting and sticking with a job, you know. I think that you need to look at, you know, what he's willing to step up to the plate for. And that's so kind of you for having such a big heart and willing to, you know, give him all that you've given him and put up with, you know, the financial aspect of everything. But, you know, there definitely comes a time where, regardless of a person's past. They need to grow from it, you know, learn from it. Well, they don't have to, but it will be most beneficial for the individual if they do, you know, learn from it, grow from it, and then move on and use that to the best of their ability. Use it to benefit them, right? Use it to become a greater person. Say, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't really know how to be self-sustainable. But now, at the age that I'm at, because of my, you know, youth and because of how I saw my parents act and whatnot, I want to become, you know, fully sustainable. I want to become, you know, independent. And, you know, maybe have a conversation with him about turning a negative into a positive and, like we said, really trying to focus on the things that you do have and, you know, just ask yourself if it's worth it and if you can really show him the light.
I agree. The thing is that I feel so bad for him because he doesn't have anybody.
Right.
And he's a nice guy most of the time.
But
he does have a temper at work. Brittany, he has an infinite... when he doesn't like a boss...
Yes.
He'll confront him, and then sometimes he gets fired because he's so, obstinate.
Well, if he keeps picking jobs that is just so out of his vibrational preference, then maybe edge him to do something that he would enjoy. And even if the boss is a little shitty, maybe teach him to keep his mouth shut, stick with what it is, you know, stick with the gratitude concept, be grateful for what you have, be grateful you can make your mortgage payments and do whatever. And, you know, then focus, ask yourself, what do I want to do? Then focus on your dream and just focus on creating that and making that and feeling good about that, you know? And, you know, yeah. there's just, people just find, Brittany, so many ways to put themselves down. And also, you said something, you said he's all alone, he doesn't have anybody. Brittany, he does have, he has everybody. He has whoever he allows to himself to have. And most importantly, whether he likes it or not, I like to believe that he has this infinite source of energy that's available to him, flowing through him whenever he allows. And really, I will speak from personal experience, Brittany. There has been times in my life where, you know, I've felt super lonely. I felt like, you know, I just want, you know, I want company, or I'm afraid because, you know, whatever it may be. And I've just asked, you know, I've just asked higher self. It's super powerful when you just kind of open up and like start to realize that there are multidimensional aspects of you. Yes, there is this physical you that you're experiencing, but there are these higher, greater, fully developed energetic vibrational versions of you that are coexisting, that know everything that you've ever wanted to know and already have everything that you've ever wanted to have and have already done everything that you've ever wanted to do. And it's always in you. It's always in you, right? So when you birth a desire for something, this wholeness in you finds the vibration, all the cooperative components to line it up for you to experience it. So what I'm trying to say, Brittany, if you tell your boyfriend, if you say, honey, if you're down, just practice this. As silly as it may sound, maybe get a journal. I write in my journal every night, and I ask higher self to bring me new insights every day of my human experience. And I will wake up, and I'll go throughout my day, and I will find, without even thinking about it, just the most random things will happen to show me that there is a higher power working on my side. Every single day, just because I ask, and just because I'm conscious, deliberately conscious that it exists. And that's all it's about, is opening up, stretching your limits of what you think could be possible, and just asking for a little help. There's no problem with that. It's releasing your ego and saying, I don't necessarily know all clairvoyant clear sights from where I stand right now, but I know that there is a part of me that does, and I ask that self for guidance and love. And I promise, Brittany, as silly as it sounds, you will start doing this every single night for a week, and you'll start to see little tiny things in your life change. And soon enough, in a year, if you keep up with it, you're going to have a completely different life just because you practiced a different vibration on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's really helpful. I love that. I'm just, I guess I have to take care of myself. because, you know, he's really, you know, he loves me and I love him, but I just...
Well, you got to take care of yourself. You definitely got to take care of yourself before anybody else. You will never be a service to anybody else if you are not a service to yourself first. You will never be able to be the light for anybody else if you are not the light for yourself, right? So that's 70% of the time that you're happy, you know what I mean, how I asked you. That 70% of the time that you're happy, you need to be 100% of the time happy. Now, I'm not saying that things happen throughout the day where your vibration will lower. You say, oh, shit. But what I'm saying is be conscious enough to know that that, oh, shit, creates a momentum and that you have the choice to automatically change that, shift into gratitude, feel a lot better, and start a momentum that's telling the universe a different story than what you're living that's going to bring you anything that you don't want to experience. All you're telling the universe once you're saying, thank you when something bad happens is, you know, oh, you know, no matter what comes to me, I will only see the goodness in things. So from now on, I can only attract the goodness in people and the goodness in things. Also, Brittany, I'm going to go one step deeper with you. And this is where it starts to get a little interesting, but I'm just going to throw this out here and have you sit on this. All right.
Okay.
I've been taught and I've definitely put it to the test. Now, we can only speak for our own personal experiences, but I like to remember if there's ever a time that I'm interacting with somebody and I'm just not digging it or I'm not picking up the vibe, I need to remind myself that I'm interacting with a version of them that I'm offering, right? I would never be interacting with somebody else outside of a vibration that I was initially offering. So,
I attracted his problems?
No, you did not attract his problems. No. You attracted the alignment that you attracted, assuming the role of what you're calling in our station for. You attracted of assuming that role of feeling like you have to do these things to support him. Yeah. You attracted that role of being, you know, the support system for somebody that you love and care for. And he attracted the role of, you know, being kind of the victim a little bit. Oh, I always lose my job. Oh, I can't. And I'm not putting him down. I'm sure he's a great guy and we love him unconditionally. But just like we said earlier in the show, how are you telling your story to the universe? Is he someone that's kind of feeling like the victim? Is he someone that's kind of like we said, always kind of justifying reasons to go bad? Well, the reason why that happened is because stop finding reasons. Take full responsibility for it and say, you know what? I understand that I'm deliberately creating my reality. It hasn't been working for the past 10 years. So I got to change something. What is it within me that I got to change? And you know what, Brittany? You know how you can help him? You know how you can help him tremendously? Like, the greatest possible thing that you could ever do for him is find alignment within yourself. Find a way, whenever he starts to you know, do something that you know is not a mirror of his highest self, whenever you start to see him do that, find a way to just view him, find a way to look at him that makes you feel good. Find a way to view him and say, there is a part of you that knows all the answers, and that's, I'm just looking at you smiling and laughing and being that greatest self that knows everything it needs to know. Because when you start to react to him being that guy that is the victim, you then enforce him being the victim. You then create the neural patterns in his brain that tell him, well, I am the victim because the one person in my life that I rely on is acting to me like I'm the victim, so much so that she's calling into, you know, internet radio stations to get a second opinion. So, you know, and I'm not, I think that that's beautiful. We love that you call in. I'm honored and grateful, and I want to stay in contact with you, Brittany. You can email me at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. But my whole point is there's a whole science to this. There's a whole mathematical equation to exactly what you're talking about. And this is my passion in life, is really showing people that there is an alternate route to allowing in this life force, this light, this greatness for everything that you want. And it starts with counting your blessings, with not focusing on the things that you don't want, with, you know, loving the power of contrast, meaning when something happens that you're not super fond of, understanding that you attracted it and that created an equal and opposite reaction of something 10 times as great as you could ever imagine, and it's just waiting for you to allow it. Right?
Yeah.
So just practice, yeah. Practice this, right? It's just practice. It takes practice. Just like math, just like you practiced your, you know, when you were in elementary school, you practiced your addition, subtraction, you know, multiplication. You got to practice positive thinking. You got to practice adding momentum, you know, adding momentum to what you want, adding momentum into feeling good, practicing seeing your boyfriend in the light. As a light worker, practicing seeing him as abundant and prosperous and everything he wants. And you feel, start feeling like you live like you have everything you want. And it just flows so easily. Just start telling a different story that makes you feel good and know that it's actually moving you through time and space towards it.
So what do I say when he says, can I borrow $100? For whatever, to make a payment or for gas or whatever, because he didn't save it?
Absolutely. Of course, Brittany. Yeah, totally. Well, what you're going to say is, well, listen, honey. Yes, no problem. Okay. What I would do is I would say, honey, I want to talk to you about something. I love you so much, and you know that I'm always here for you. You know that I will always give you whatever money you need. I will always support you in any which way that you ever need to be supported, right?
Right.
But whatever you've been doing, right, you know this, is working to a certain extent. Wouldn't it be greater if it worked a little bit better, right? Now, I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong. You're trying your best. Maybe introduce him to learning how to feel better about situations, learning how to allow, the art of allowing, learning how to allow more things to flow easily. Maybe talk to him about getting into a profession that he's a little bit more passionate about. Maybe just teach him how to think a little bit more positive. I'm telling you, Brittany, this is where everything strains from. It all starts from a vibrational offering with your thoughts, the way that you feel about these things. It is all emitting from you, and the universe is just responding. I'm telling you, and we are, there's more and more evidence on a daily basis that is showing us that this is just the way that things work. You just feel good, you hit green lights, you feel bad, you hit red lights. Just tell him, just in a peaceful way, say, honey, here's $100. If you have it, you know, maybe, baby, I don't have it. Here's 75. Here's 50 for now. I'll give you another 100 in a few days. Give you another 50. I'll give you the extra 50 tomorrow if you really need it. You know, but honey, just try to start thinking more positive. Right? Maybe introduce him to these books. There's so many books. There's so many TV shows. Like, you know, everything from, you know, go on Discovery Channel. Watch, like, you know, Morgan Freeman Through the Word. Just anything. I mean, there's literally, on the mainstream media is telling you that you create your thoughts create your reality with your thoughts. I mean, really, there's this new science that is saying there's a direct correlation between, you know, the universe and you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is new paradigm. I apologize for ranting, Brittany. It's just I'm just so passionate about situations just like yours, you know, and I want your boyfriend in a year to have everything that he's ever wanted, or at least in a year I want him to be in a state of mind that's starting to allow for everything that he has ever wanted, you know?
Me too.
So
the reason why I listen to you sometimes is because you are very spiritual, and I am like that. But my boyfriend was raised Catholic, and he is, you know, tries to go to church, but he says he feels better after going to church.
Well, that's
and
a beautiful thing. Church is a powerful thing.
I always tell him that he's in construction, so sometimes he works on the weekends, but I always tell him that we should go to church together because it helps him, and he prays a lot, and he's positive that way. I don't know if he is open to, like, spiritual thought, like you're telling me. But I can talk to him, and I can have him listen to the show on the replay, I guess.
And that's okay. And Brittany, it's not, you know, I'm, you know, this is definitely not about, you know, trying to, like, you know, implant somebody with something new. It's just, it's all about just feeling better, right? And we're not trying to change anybody's belief systems or tell them that what they've been doing is wrong. Church is a very powerful thing. There's a lot of super infinite energy that's, you know, pulses through people when they're in church. Jesus, you know what I mean? Like, Jesus is just he was just a dude that was in super powerful, gnarly alignment. Jesus was just a guy that understood that God existed within him. Do you know what I mean? Like, same with everybody. Yeah, everybody else, God exists within everybody. You can do that. Jesus just understood it and applied it and was like, yeah, I'm this infinite, powerful G that just loves everybody, everywhere, every win, because love is the most powerful vibration in the universe. Bam. And he was just, that was G, you know. So when people are praying, it's funny, right? People, you know, people have gotten in so many wars over this, right? People, when people pray to Jesus, they're praying to this idol of that was just pure love. They're just praying to love. They're praying to the physical manifestation of love. They're praying to the embodiment of unconditional love. Even when he was, like, you know, being, like, you know, slashed and whatever, he was loving. He was like, dude, like, I still see the light within you, even though you're so misled. Like, that's all it's about, right? And maybe even you could plant that, right? And we're not gonna, we're not, we're, right? And we're never saying that, like, religion is wrong. It's not. It's dank. It's awesome. We're just saying that it's all the same story, just in different words. It's all about loving thy neighbor, loving one another, learning how to feel good.
My stepmother is Jewish.
Right.
So sometimes I take him to temple.
Okay.
And he loves that too, because he feels really connected.
That's
to
awesome.
God.
That's super
and
awesome.
He's okay about whatever. I mean, I know he prefers to go to church, but he can connect with that whole, you know, God thing in temple or church.
And you know,
and
what? Sorry.
So maybe I can maybe I can encourage him to go, you know, more often and just pray and be positive. Maybe that will work for him, because he gets too negative when I tell him about spiritual things and, you know, trying to change his thoughts and all that. He gets kind of like, yeah, but...
A little defensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired and my boss is yelling at me and I'm working, you know, 10 hours a day and my back hurts. But he likes using his hands. You know, he's real creative with building and stuff. But
yeah, we don't blame him. We don't blame him. I would definitely, I'd be feeling the same way if my back hurt and I was working 10 hours a day on my hand. I'd definitely be feeling the same way. Well,
but he likes it.
So that's,
he
that's
likes
good.
Building. He
that's
loves
good.
Working with hands. But anyway, I don't want to take up your time. I just wanted to ask you how to like help him and yet make me not resent him.
Yeah, you know, you just try to find some way, Brittany, to let, because I feel like another part of this is maybe you feel like he doesn't fully know how much it's affecting you. Maybe he doesn't, like, maybe you, like, kind of want him to fully understand how, you know, his, you know, lack of consistency with finances and, you know, kind of negative thinking with things has affected you in not the best way. You know, maybe you can express this to him and then point to him, you know, you tell him, do what he's been doing, just feel better about it. Do it in any, you know, and you said something else. You said, you know, when he goes to church or he goes to temple, that's his, you know, he said he can connect to God through that. You know, Brittany, we have these super divine bodies. These are temples in themselves, right? And if he can go into a building that was built by man and find God, then he can definitely go into himself to find that same source. So, you know, I'm just trying to open up valves to show you and him that there are multiple ways of finding this infinite light. There are multiple ways of allowing in the light to penetrate what seems to be the darkness. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the whole crux of what we're talking about today, is counting your blessings even when your life seems to be, you know, going down the shithole. You know, that's literally, say that again.
That's why I called
yeah.
you.
I love it. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you called, Brittany. I'm so grateful that you called. So really, I want to follow up with you and we'll stay in contact. But what my humble advice is really to let him know that he is more powerful than he's giving himself credit for. Do you know how empowering that is to have your woman, the woman that you look to, especially for comfort, for advice, for closure? You know, do you know how powerful that is to have the woman that you love come to you and say, babe, you're way more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for. You work so hard, right? How much better is that going to make him feel? And then how do you get that power? Well, babe, how do I find that power that you're talking about? You see the light in him. You bring out the power in him by saying and by seeing that infinite light, by seeing that positive man that is always standing starry-eyed, laughing bright within him. And you say, there is this you that I'm just looking at that knows the answers to everything. Maybe just start asking him. Tell him to ask Jesus for the answers. Tell him that, because Jesus is just a form of the light, higher self. It's just the dude that knows everything. You know, Jesus is within all of us. The light is within all of us. Higher self is within all of us. We are all expressions of one another, just versions, different vibrations, just express, you know what I'm saying? So I just, whatever way makes him feel good, whether it's Jesus, whether it's introducing him to books on the law of attraction, whether it's, you know, whatever can soothe him, show him that he can find and allow more light into his life. Because once he allows that, the money starts flowing, the resistance is free, the path of least resistance is just shown to you. It's like light, it's litten up, it's a golden, it's the yellow brick road. It's the road that Elton John's always been talking about. Why do you think he's so damn rich and famous? You know what I mean? He's walked the yellow brick road, you know what I mean? My point is, you know, Elton John is he's so happy all the time. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
I'm just messing with you, Britt. So, that's our two cents.
Well, thank you so much. I you know, I'll have him listen to the show, and I just also wanted to say that he feels embarrassed asking me for money. He's not like, you know, greedy or
that's good.
Or mean. He
that's
feels
really
like
good.
He doesn't feel good like a man sometimes.
Right.
He doesn't feel like, you know, he feels embarrassed.
Absolutely.
I'm always trying to tell him to get along with and just be, you know, relaxed with bosses and. And that I'm here for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, makes me sad.
And you know, Brittany, that's a vibration that you got to work on. Don't feel sad. Because the more you feel sad, you're just going to offer that, which just matches him to match your sadness. You know, if you keep feeling sad, he will keep giving you reasons to feel sad. If you keep observing things and deliberately choose to feel sad, like we said, as difficult as it may be. If you keep looking at him, you're like, oh, that makes me feel so sad that he doesn't feel like a man when he asks me for money and da 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 and he doesn't have it. It's gonna keep happening. If you start to feel glad and know that he's changing his relationship between where he is and where he's going, and start to you know, every time you give him money, know that you're just vibrationally offering for 10 times that money to be received by him. Do you know what I mean? And like, just there's all these options that are constantly being created in the non-physical that are being lined up for us. It's just a matter of us lining up to experience them. Just, it's just like we said, feel good about it. We're just going to keep saying that in like 10 different ways. Find a way to feel good about it. Find a way to convince him to resonate with learning how to practice thinking more positive about whatever situation it is. You know, learning how to feel more prosperous, learning how to vibrationally spend all the money he's ever wanted to spend, so that way when the money does roll in, it doesn't feel like such a shock. You know, it feels like it's the next natural step. That's why the money does roll into the people that expect it, and that's why it doesn't to the people that don't. You know? So that's what it's all about. Just feel good about it. Allow the money, allow the goodness, allow the perfect job. And tell him to ask. Just ask Jesus, ask higher self, whatever, for the perfect job. Get me closer to the perfect job. Show me steps closer to everything that I have ever wanted, because I know that it exists. If one person can have anything they've ever wanted, if one person can live in their dream house, if one person can drive their dream car, then I sure as hell can too, right?
Well, yeah.
How did they do it? They just felt good about it. How did they do it? They expected it. They have an expectation of well-being. They expected it. They learned how to feel good about it. They learned how to receive. They learned how to allow. It's an art, right? Right?
Yeah. His best friend inherited all this money from his family. So he always says stuff like, well, he didn't have to work hard for it. And, you know, it's not fair sometimes because I work so hard, and he loves his best friend. He's really nice. I mean, he has good friends.
He's playing the role of the victim. He needs to be
sometimes
happy.
You know, gets down on himself because he says, this guy, you know, he didn't have to work for it. He didn't have to work for it. I have to work for it.
No.
So always trying to make him feel better and say, hang in there. You'll get there.
Well, that's a
perfect... It'll be okay. You know, I'll help. We'll move in together, and we'll be together. It'll be good. And I'm always trying to be positive, so...
Well, that's a perfect opportunity, you know. That's another thing. See, and it's all, Brittany, it is all about deliberately observing the vibration that's being emitted, that's being offered, right? When he looks at his friend and generates envy and says, he doesn't work at all, and I work so hard, right? He's defining a relationship. He's telling the universe a story about his relationship between himself and money. He's telling the universe about his story about how he receives money and about how hard it is for him to receive it, as opposed to how easy it is for the people around him. He needs to feel, now, a way that would ensure that he received as much money as he ever wanted and more would be if he, the moment he saw his friend inherit all this money, he feel good about it. He say, wow, that's so awesome for my friend, because if he can do it, I sure as hell can. That same mentality. All of a sudden, he's vibrationally lining up these cooperative components for the universe to just give. To just say, oh, well, if your friend can have it, you recognize that you can have it, and we live in an infinite universe of time and space, then of course I can align the cooperative components for you to have it too. Right? It's just, he just doesn't understand how the universe works, and that is okay. A lot of us don't, but that's what we're teaching. That's what we're trying to show, is that there are other ways of approaching the human experience while getting everything you want, not having to work as hard.
Yeah. Right? So and what you think and feel is what you are.
Of course, of course. It's in really. It's about defining your relationship between where you are and whatever it is that you're referring to, and then making sure that you can find the things that you're grateful for within it, because that is what's going to lead you to on the path of least resistance to everything that you've ever wanted.
Even though he doesn't feel grateful.
Well, that's the vibration that we're working on. We're going to work on how to learn how to feel grateful.
Okay.
That's awesome, Brittany. You...
How can I have him hear this show again?
Well, yeah, you could just go to latalkradio.com/dave.php. You could also type in Dave's Vibration Station, Google, Bing search, whatever, Yahoo, any type of search engine. You could also check us out, Twitter, Good Vibe Station. @ Good Vibe Station. Yeah. Brittany, we love you so much. You are exactly the reason why we host this show.
You really are. Thank you, Dave. I love you.
Thank you. We love you with all of our hearts. Thank you for being the light, and we will stay in contact.
Okay.
Thanks, Britt. Bye.
Bye.
Listeners, lovers, friends, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Vibration Station today. I'm just so grateful to be sharing these Sundays with such beautiful and enlightened individuals. Brittany, thank you so much for calling in. Man, oh man, I just want to let each and every single one of you know that I am always sending you my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. You can always check us out. Twitter, Good Vibe Station. LATalkRadio.com. We love you so very much. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. Thank you for being the light. We'll see you next Sunday. I'm blind to the negativity, floating in the golden lotus. That's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. You're so nosy, this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes.